overall thoughts on that one tonight?
Yeah, it was fine.
When you look at a game like that in the preseason, what are you looking at?
I'm trying to, again, find the young players, and we had a big chunk of them in there tonight, what it is that they're offering the team, what they can do. You know, everybody has to do something well. There are very few. I don't think there's anybody in our locker room last year that you couldn't define their game pretty quickly, what it is they brought to the table. So, you know, we have some guys' first NHL exhibition game ever, and some guys' first one this year. So I'm just watching.
You've got two performances by a younger team, able to get those third period goals anyway.
You know what? I like being behind that bench. That's fun. It's. We did some unusual things with the puck, but it wasn't from a lack of effort. And they were talking, and they were up, and they played the game to the best of their ability, the way the game is supposed to be played.
You had an overtime last night that was pretty active, lots of back and forth. One tonight that nobody was scored in.
Right.
Obviously, you didn't have the same personnel. We get that. But what do you think was the biggest difference in the dichotomy that personnel?
No, I don't. So it's unfair to the people. We put good players on the ice, right? But most of the guys, all of the guys that we put on the ice are a few years away from that. There's a major difference between the top end and the National Hockey League. They're going to play 3-on-3, and that is all the difference in the world. Unless you score a goal with your goalie pulled, you won't have our situation tonight where we ran what you thought were your top six offensive players for the last minute and a half of regulation. So they didn't come out of the bench, off the bench next. It's going to be wild, unpredictable, really exciting for the fans. But you know what? Hey, all the games ended in a decision last year. They're all going to end in a decision this year. It'll be exciting as hell.
Well, you've got a guy in Raffle kind of chasing his dream at this point in his career. What have been your impressions of him so far?
He's a big, strong man. He's very fit. He's got some good hockey IQ on him. And he's made adjustments. We played him right wing, we played him left wing, we played him about three or four different lines, and we've skated these guys right into the ice, and they haven't had a day off. So what we're looking for, and so he's been good. So he deserves now to move into the second phase of camp. We'll give him a rest day tomorrow, and then we're looking for all those guys to change gears and get a little better.
What does he need to do to make this team?
We have a certain style of play. Not everybody plays the same style of game, but they all need to play our game one way or the other. You got to get in, get on the puck. So European players especially, and not all of them, it's a different style of game on that big ice. They're taught to defend a completely different way than we're asking them to defend here. So we'll give those guys, Armia is another one like that, I'm going to give those guys a little bit more time, if I can, to pick up our style of hockey. But I liked a lot of what he's done.
Well, you've got a bunch of different variations of the depth chart in your head, probably, right? Good. How do you decide what you need? You know, in basic terms, like you think I need a third line left winger when you're moving that many pieces around.
I don't look at it that way. It's not what you need; it's what you've got, and the pieces have to fit with what you have. And it's really I had a pretty good idea where the structure is. I mean, it's the Christmas tree. You can put your center ice down and hang all the pieces off the end of it and see what fits. It'll be the players that decide if they fit well. We'll move players around, and there's never a season you start with an idea and finish with that same idea. So we'll move those wingers around an awful lot.
You mentioned this the other day. Are you intrigued by the kind of the flexibility you have with the five center and your top nine? And
I am. But it's more, instead of flexibility, it's more I look at it as insurance. That when we have that situation last year when Brian Little went down, we're in a far better position. Perreault can come into the middle, and Burmistrov, who played the wing, can come into the middle. So we got a lot better coverage there than we had, you know, when, like, again, you go back a year and a half ago when Mark went down, we had a problem.
So when camp started, we all think, well, you need this and this, and it maybe isn't that.
Yeah, that's got nothing to do with us. You know, like, we have to develop the pieces into the players to fit what we need. And we've got good young players. Whether they're ready, we're going to find out, because the fact of the matter is we're probably going to have maybe not on the opening roster, but there'll be maybe four guys in our lineup that didn't play in the National Hockey League last year up front. That's a 30-year forwards. So, but we're going to figure out how to do it, and we're going to play our style of hockey.
Players will get a day away tomorrow. How's your day with how busy it's been here?
Oh, tomorrow is it's moving day for some, so it'll be a full day.